I grew up kind of a country bumpkin. You know, I thought, man, I just can't work with these kids. I don't know where they're coming from. As humans, we all need love. We all need cared about. We all need to be heard and to have purpose. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, I mean, we're all the same. If you give the kids an ear and they know you're genuine, you've got to be real. I don't look at Urban Dictionary first and then go in and try to use that on the kids, because I'm who I am in it. I'm comfortable in my skin and they can see that. Most of the kids that I talk to, they don't like what they're in. Once they get to the core, they say they hate it. They're always scared. They're always fearful of being robbed or being at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's what they start to think is the norm. That's what they know. There's very few people building into their lives telling them, hey, there's a different way. There's a better way. There's a way that's positive. There's a way that's healthy. So they just keep falling into the same things over and over again. From what I can tell, it's the lack of a dad being around, the lack of a male role model. I don't know that there's any other answer. It just seems clear to me that that's where the guys are getting hung up. This kid thinks that his dad being there once a year is the norm. It is his norm. But it's just not okay. It can't be okay. It's not how it's supposed to be. Lots of anger. I see kids very angry and very hurt too, and they don't have the coping skills to understand what to do with that hurt, what to do with that anger. And a lot of times that leaks out into violence. You guys are gonna have to break that cycle, or it's gonna keep repeating itself. I have three little kids under the age of four. I was telling the guys about it, and they're like, "Oh man, I'm gonna be the best dad for my little girl." And I want you to be, but you're locked up right now, and you have two kids outside. We've got to fix this. You see where you're going wrong? We always ask them, you know, what do you want to do when you get out? And they always say, "Get a job," because a lot of the mindset is just get a job at McDonald's or Burger King, whatever fast food, and that's where they'll be forever. So, and that's okay. As long as you work up into management. I took a kid recently to the BMV and helped him get his driver's permit. This is a 19-year-old kid. He said that's one of the first things in a couple of years that he's done that he's really felt accomplished about. You know, he's, "Mr. Joe, I did it, I passed." And I took him, I think it was his sixth time taking the test. And I told him, it's a very big step, but it's a very small step in the many victories that you're gonna have. I see that as success. He's not the CEO of a corporation or anything yet, although I think he may be someday. I think it works. I don't know that there's a better way than telling a kid he's worth something. There's purpose for your life. I care about you. You know, those are things that kids need to hear, and it needs to be genuine too. It's very easy once you're in the system to stay in the system. As a community, as a Fort Wayne community, we're all supposed to work at that. Everybody carries a little piece of it.